And legislation is roaring through Congress as lawmakers rush toward their summer recess. This week, the president is expected to sign into law the Corporate Responsibility Bill. As well, other major measures are moving toward the Oval Office for presidential signature. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Corporate responsibility. It looks like Democrats got everything they were asking for in that legislation. Is that true?
Yes, basically it is true, but they weren't asking for a whole lot. They had had hearings where they had written a piece of legislation that had managed to attract the support of the business roundtable, for instance, before they even started a conference with the House passed bill. But originally, it is true that some in the business community and some conservative Republicans opposed the measure that would crack down some on auditing and add jail sentences for corporate executives. But the corporate scandals just kept on coming, and the market just kept on dropping. So the bill passed the Senate with zero votes against it and only three votes against it in the House. And I think the president's likely to sign it with a great deal of flourish sometime this week. And there's great hope on Capitol Hill and in the White House that this will do it in terms of consumer confidence, that people will feel like, okay, now things are under control. But there are a lot of problems along the way. This week we'll get statements about how economic growth has been in the second quarter and unemployment, and those could be good or bad. But also on August 14th is the deadline for companies to give restatements of their incomes according to new accounting rules, and we'll see how many do that and what effect that has. The consumer anger is really very real. One Republican congressman said to me, my constituents are not going to be happy unless the president goes in with guns and a posse and just starts arresting corporate executives. Now, yesterday, the president's economic advisor, Larry Lindsey, implied that a few more are going to be arrested. And there's also hope in the administration that the trade bill, which passed the House last week, will help the economy and that the Senate will pass it. But that's a longer term issue.
Well, this year, during his vacation in Crawford, Texas, in August, the president is planning an economic summit there. Do you think that'll help consumer confidence?
We'll see. There's not a whole lot of confidence in the president's economic team. And he's in a position where it would be pretty hard to find a new one, because somebody who would appeal to Wall Street and make the markets happy is likely to have a lot of the same baggage as these other corporate CEOs. So I think he's likely to leave this group in place. He's also not asking any Democrats to this summit, and that's probably not terribly politically wise. The Democrats, of course, are happy because they see this whole corporate governance issue and bad economics as good politics for them going into the November elections. Although over the weekend, a centrist Democratic group said, hold on here, don't get too far out there on these issues. You could make the party seem too liberal.
Cokie, the House has passed the Homeland Security Bill and it's headed for passage in the Senate. But there are some hangups, aren't there?
There are, but these are the kinds of hangups, Renee, that typically happen in legislation. The Senate Democrats want some worker protection. The president says he's going to veto over that issue. This bill is going to conference. Both sides now know what the fight is about, and the likelihood is that they will come to some compromise in conference, because it's hard for me to imagine members of Congress voting against something called Homeland Security and the president vetoing something called Homeland Security. So I think it's likely to work out in the end.
Thanks very much, NPR's Cokie Roberts.